I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 41 through 43 in the Voice Translation, and it says this: May your unfailing love find me, O Eternal One. Keep your promise and save me. When that happens, I will have a good response for anyone who taunts me, because I have faith in your word. Do not take your message of truth from my mouth, because I wait and rely on your just decisions. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this passage. It's so rich. There's 10,000 things we could pray for based on this passage. But Lord, I want to start with the first part there. May your unfailing love find me, O Eternal One. Lord, we do pray that we would be found by your eternal and unfailing love. And Lord, I just need to sit in that today. I need to just receive it. I need to understand that you love me. And Lord, I know it's hard for those listening, and I know it's hard for me to receive that love, because we're so well connected with our faults. We know every crazy thought in our heads. We know how we have wronged others. We have regrets aplenty in our lives. And so we know our unworthiness for love, but you love us anyway. Help us to view ourselves as someone else. I know this sounds kind of crazy, but it's really easy for me to believe, God, that you love that person over there so much, but I can't seem to say the same thing about myself. So Lord, I pray that I would see myself out there and see myself as someone that you love. So I pray that for everyone, that we would be able to just receive that bountiful, amazing, overflowing love, this father-like parental love for his child. And so help us to receive that today. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who keeps your promises and that you save us. Lord, you did promise the nation of Israel, you promised deliverance, you promised a savior, and then you delivered on that promise in Jesus Christ, and we are grateful for that promise and that saving. And so, Lord, I pray for the person today who may not really know you and may not understand that they can stand unashamed before you because of Jesus's work on the cross. And so, Lord, I pray that today would be a day of salvation for somebody listening to Pray Every Day, that they would say, you know what, I can't do this life on my own. I desperately need to know God, and I understand beautifully that my past is over, and that there's nothing that prevents me today from bowing the knee, from surrendering my life to Jesus Christ, because he took upon my sin on the cross. And he was that perfect sacrifice and satisfied God's judgment. And he has made a way for us to have that relationship with God. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help the person searching for you to be found by you today. Lord, in verse 42, it says, I will have a good response for anyone who taunts me, because I have faith in your word. And so I pray for my friend today who has already experienced taunting, or who may experience taunting today. Lord, I pray that they would have a good response. You would prepare them to be peace-filled and quiet and listening instead of retaliatory. Lord, I pray that they wouldn't be reactionary, but that they would rest in you and trust you for the words. Lord, help us all to be people of peace and grace and kindness when we are insulted. Help us to learn when it is appropriate to turn the other cheek. Help us to be like you, Jesus, when you were on this earth and you were so, so, so amazingly kind, even to people who opposed you. So thank you for that. But also, help us to speak the truth. The next verse says, do not take your message of truth from my mouth, because I wait and rely on your just decisions. So Lord, help us to be a people of truth today. Help us to tell the truth with winsome kindness, not throwing it over, beating people over the head with truth, but just to be kind and considerate and sweet as we tell your truth. And Lord, help us to tell the truth of our own stories, to talk about what you've done, how you've intersected, how you've healed our lives, how you have done above and beyond what we have asked for. Help us to have that true testimony today for those who desperately need to know that you love them. And that's where I circle back around to verse 41. May your unfailing love find me, O Eternal One. Keep your promise and save me. I pray that and end our prayer today with that. In Jesus' beautiful name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you really don't know where to turn, you can turn to Jesus. He is listening, He is there, He is available to you, and He died for you and made a way for you to meet God. What a beautiful, beautiful truth. God is listening to you, my dear friend. Hang in there, hang in there. You can do it. With the Lord's help, you can do it.